Well, the plan was for a bear hunt, but that plan has been put on pause. Sorry. Opponents of the return of a bear hunt in New Jersey got an emergency stay this past Wednesday, which the start of the season. It was supposed to be this Monday on indefinite hold as they deal with this all in court. State Appeals Court Judge Lisa Rose issued an order that temporarily halted the bear hunt in response to a legal filing by the Animal Protection League of New Jersey, Humane Society of the U.S., and Friends of the Animals. Bear hunt came as quite a surprise. Governor Murphy said, yeah, you know, I can't deny it. We have to go hunt some bear. But it was a kind of a short turnaround. That's part of what is the crux of this case. Judge Rose gave the coalition opposing the limit until 4 p.m. this past Friday to submit all their legal documents. And then the Division of Fish and Wildlife, they have until 4 p.m. this coming Monday to respond. And again, there was a six-day bear hunt. It was set to begin Monday, so no one's really sure if it'll be rescheduled for a full 6 days or if the judge makes a final ruling Monday and let's just say says, okay, go out and hunt bear, will it then be a five-day hunt instead of a six-day hunt? Because you have to assume a lot of hunters already have the permits and everything else that they need to be legal hunters of the bear. Now, what the Coalition of Animal Groups is arguing is that the State Division of Fish and Wildlife, they don't have an accurate estimate of the bear population. So they say without an accurate count, the state would be doing harm to a protected species. In their filing, they said the emergency rule is based on an assumption that the bear population is approximately 3,000 and will rise to approximately 4,000 in 2 years, allegedly necessitating an emergency. However, the current bear population has not been scientifically determined. The state has not counted the bears nor conducted a statistically significant valid estimate of the current population. They're also challenging whether Fish and Wildlife's emergency rule, which was adopted on November 15th without the usual public comment period, they're questioning if that's even legal. They're saying that a failure to provide citizens with an opportunity to comment is a violation of due process. The animal rights people, too, are also saying, at least to date, the state's failed to take steps to establish a trash control program. Would you want the state near garbage? Well, let me think about that. Anyway, they also say that bear-human interaction, that's more closely connected with specific human behaviors that drive encounters. In other words, it's your fault, not the bear's. Found this to be rather interesting. Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. It's a national venison donation ministry. They have launched Hunt Down Hunger. It's a national campaign that encourages hunters across the country to help feed the hungry by donating their legally harvested game like deer and elk to local hunger relief charities and ministries. The campaign will help individuals, families during the holiday season beyond. Its costs for necessities like food and fuel have certainly gone up. There's local butcher shops that have agreed to receive and process the donations into nutritious meats at a discounted price for Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry and other similar organizations. 37 states are operating with this idea. These organizations raise money to pay the processing bills. The meats then distribute it free of charge to food banks, soup kitchens, other hunger relief programs to help feed the needy. Over the past 25 years, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry has facilitated the donation, processing, distribution of meat for 23 million meals. I'll say that again, 23 million meals going to hungry individuals, children, families across the country. And during that same time, the Hunters for the Hungry organizations across America, they've collectively provided a staggering 10 times that amount or more of meat for hundreds of millions of meals. I never heard about this until now. This is fantastic. And while the only focus on venison and elk, I thought back to the last time there was a bear hunt in New Jersey. That was 2020. The state actually made available a bear meat recipe book that you could download. So, you know, maybe Hunt Down Hunger should think about expanding their potential. You want to find out more about all this? It's huntdownhunger.org. Huntdownhunger.org. Pretty cool idea.